This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Everyone is entitled to an opinion, and one that Claudia Ward expressed online has been met with a serious amount of both praise and criticism. For personal trainers and coaches, is their body their business? Well, Claudia joins me now to unpack her ideas. Claudia, welcome to iRadio's group chat. Your video that you put up on TikTok has gone viral. It's annoyed a lot of people. And it's where you've expressed your view that people should not be paying coaches and trainers to help them get into shape when they're not in good shape themselves and have never been in good shape. That's your point of view on that. Talk me through that theory.
Yes, so just starting off strong, I suppose the only real people that this video has annoyed, to be honest, I feel like it's somebody that feels like that video has applied to them. Obviously, I've trained as a personal trainer a couple of years ago. I work in a gym myself. I just do the basics, the memberships, all the emails, the kind of the boring stuff. But I trained as a personal trainer a couple of years ago, and it was only then that I realised that I actually hated the gym. And I find through that their process, I realized I was like, there's no way that I can go into a job and charge people and make a profit and a living off of giving people advice and information on how to better themselves and how to be the fittest and healthiest version of themselves when I can't do that myself. Do you know?
Is it that you couldn't do it yourself, or you just weren't as interested in doing it for yourself? I mean, either way, people will relate to both there, because I mean, it's not everyone's idea to, you know, go to the gym 6 days a week and everything.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people 100%. Don't enjoy that.
Yes, I personally don't enjoy it. No, I could have done it if I had wanted to. I just didn't. I didn't enjoy it. Look, I grew up playing Gaelic my whole life. I played at county level. I've played soccer my whole life. I've always been fit. I done martial arts. And then I thought that that would lead me into a career in fitness. I thought that because I enjoyed fitness through that form and exercise, that I would love all aspects of it. And it wasn't until I trained myself as a fitness instructor and a personal trainer that I realised that the gym environment just was not for me.
If you're going on the premise then that looking for a PT, you should be considering someone who's in good shape themselves and who maintains that.
Yeah.
Does shape equal body size here, though? Because I know people have taken that idea from what you've said and assumed that is what you meant by this video. But what would your retort be to that?
Yes, so no, shape does not equal body size. And I do understand that's the way a lot of people have taken it. And sadly, I feel like we do live in a society at the minute where people like to be offended at anything. And there's always kind of opportunity for that, no matter what you say. But no, shape does not equal body size, definitely not. I feel like you can tell the look at somebody if somebody trains, and that doesn't mean that doesn't reflect their weight. Do you know what I mean? You can tell if somebody is into weights or running or whatever. You can tell by their body shape if they work out, and you can tell if they don't. Like for me, for example, when I train and I played football, I haven't played in a couple of months now. I haven't done anything really, and you can tell that I definitely don't work out at the minute. But when I do and I'm training and I am working out, whatever it is that I'm doing, you can tell that there is a difference. You can definitely notice.
If you were to be shopping around for a PT at the minute, like in an ideal world, I understand that's not exactly what you're looking for yourself. What would you consider good shape to be then? Like, what ideals are you looking for if you had a checklist?
So it's actually funny that we're talking about this now, because this is something that has sparked my interest recently, and I do myself want to get back in and to go to the gym and hopefully find a love for it. So many people do love it. I would love to be one of those people. And what I have been looking for is, if I want to be the best version of myself, I want to go to somebody that is the best version of themselves, somebody that has been through the mill, somebody, again, like I said, practices what they preach, somebody that can hold themselves accountable. It's not just a one-time thing, it's an everyday, it's a lifestyle commitment. Do you know what I mean? And so if I want to go and be the best version of myself, I'm going to look for a trainer who has come through it themselves, who has put themselves through the motions, know how hard it can be. Like, I think what people don't realize is Anybody can study and anybody can read a book and become a personal trainer. It doesn't take long these days to qualify to do that. That does not mean that you're going to be good at your job. I think it's very important when choosing a coach that you choose somebody that understands what they're going to be putting you through. Not only is there physical challenges to it, but there's also psychological challenges that I feel like somebody that has been through it themselves will only understand, you know.
That being said, though, I mean, amazing teachers can also be people that have just been really, really invested in the art form or whatever it is that they've trained in. Like, as in, would you go to a GP who's overweight? Would you hire an interior designer who's currently living in a one bedroom flat? Like, would you hire a vet who has no pets of their own? It can be said that people can be amazingly educated teachers, and they're just not, for whatever reason, you know, implementing that maybe in their personal life, that life can be separate. What would be your response to that type of comparison?
I think, well, they're all fairly good points, but I suppose with each one of them, if I was going to GP and I wanted to become a fitter and healthy version of myself and my GP was overweight, then no, I probably wouldn't go, to be honest. I think then with an interior designer, if an interior designer is living in a one-bedroom flat and it's small and I like the look of it and I feel like they're good at their job and I'm interested in that, then I like their style 100%. I would go for that. Again, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't go for it. The pets is a tricky one. I'm not really an animal person, so I can't really answer the pet one, to be honest. But I suppose it's kind of like, I would compare it to maybe like, would I go to a dentist if they didn't have good teeth themselves? Then probably not, because I know me personally, I wouldn't listen to somebody giving me advice if they couldn't follow their own advice themselves. That's just me personally. I do know that there is a lot of people like that as well, I suppose. And that's where the kind of the controversy over this whole thing came from, is everybody in their own opinions.
Controversy is a key part of what you said there, because even what you, even the opinions you've expressed, they're your own. Mm-hmm. But people listening this evening, there will be some that take issue with that. And I know you mentioned even a couple of minutes ago that, like, you think we're in an era where people are just getting offended by everything. What exactly do you mean by that as a statement?
I feel like nowadays with everything, just the way that the world works at the minute, people are so easily offended. It doesn't kind of matter what you say in any aspect of life, and it doesn't really matter what it can be to do with. I think when you post online and stuff especially, you open up a whole can of worms, because everybody has their own opinions and there will always be somebody that isn't going to agree with your opinion. And I feel like nowadays people maybe like to have I suppose a different say on it, just to be a wee bit different than everybody else.
To talk about the fitness content that we see online now, as you've just mentioned, like, everybody's living in the online world now. We see so much content around PTs and getting into shape and protein diets and this and that. Do you think they're actually encouraging people to follow along and do the same, or is it having the opposite effect?
It depends, I suppose, on the individual, I suppose, who is observing that content. It can have different effects on different people. It might be the biggest motivating factor to somebody that wants to maybe change their life around and thinks, you know what, this is what I needed to see today, I'm going to go into it. And it might be something maybe that puts somebody else down and thinks, no, do you know what, like, this is too overwhelming for me. It just, I suppose it is to everybody, it's each to their own. I think it is. I suppose with the whole running thing as well at the minute, like, it's one of those things, it's nearly like a trend. Everybody's running at the minute, they're doing marathons, and it just, like, to be honest, it could never be me. You couldn't pay me enough money to go out and do a marathon now, do you know? Like, that will never be me, and if I'm ever running the roads, I'm lying.
Do you know, people will relate to that, though, that way of thinking, because it seems to me that everyone and their mother's doing half marathons and telling you about it now. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Another thing we're talking about this evening, it's become quite a common occurrence for PTs and coaches to slide into people's DMs offering perhaps unsolicited fitness advice, kind of to promote their own brand. What are your thoughts on that practice in particular? I'm sure that you'll have got a message like that at some stage.
100%. It actually hasn't been long since I got the last message. Look, again, it's sales. I suppose everything at the minute is sales as well. And it's, I suppose it's to do with whatever way you want to take it. Again, that could be the factor that maybe gets somebody back into the gym, that somebody's reached out to them. Maybe somebody wouldn't want to reach out to a coach themselves, but having them reach out and be like, look, what are you interested in? Are you interested in coming and training, or what's your fitness goals this year? It seems to be the leading caption that they go in with. Again, yeah, look, it is just sales, I suppose. That's the job that they're into, and that is how they are getting their leads, and that's how they're getting their clientele. I think if the personal trainer knows what they're talking about and they're able to lead by example and they're able to show you what they can offer you and how they can benefit you, I think there's not really an issue with it, to be honest.
If someone reached out to you and they ticked all of your PT, you know, like ideals that you have, yes, already explained, I can imagine
what I'll be looking for.
Yes, you probably wouldn't be too offended if they reach out to you as a sales message. You have obviously been branching into the content creation world now for a while. You're building up, yes, your following online. It comes with a whole load of criticism, as anything does, anything on the online world. How do you learn to balance the good with the more negative sides of things? Because obviously we're talking about one video you have made, but I know you have a whole collection of things.
Yes. As look, whatever way you want to look at it, there is good and bad in everything in this life, and you just have to take the good with the bad. I grew up in Donegal, grew up a wee country woman, and I suppose a bit of thick skin, and I think that does go a long way in doing content creation. It's definitely not for the faint-hearted. If you don't want to be criticised and you don't want to be judged, you probably shouldn't put yourself online. I tell my younger sibling this all the time. She's kind of starting to want to get into it a bit, and I'm saying to her, look, you need to be able to put your feelings aside and be able to say, this is what I want to do, this is how you have to deal with it. You can't let everybody else's opinion affect you. And I suppose that is one of my things, is I will always speak my mind, and I am always prepared for, if I'm going to post something, I will stick by my word, I'll stick by what I say, otherwise I'll not post it. But I suppose on this topic in particular, the volume of hate that I received and the abuse that I received over this one video in particular was absolutely wild. However, the support that I also received from personal trainers and coaches with massive online followings from the north and south of Ireland, from England, has also been like outstanding, saying 100% you have hit the nail on the head. This is something that is not being talked about enough. So I suppose it comes with the goods and the bads. You just have to outweigh them and make peace with it.
You lump it all together and see what you end up with. And if you still enjoy it, well, that is the important factor. Where can we find you on social media if we want to follow along?
Yes. So you can get me on Instagram. It's Claudia_Ward. And on TikTok, it will be ClaudiaWard25.
Claudia, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat and for sharing all your thoughts on this. The best of luck with everything that's to come with your TikTok.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Valerie, for having me. It's been such an amazing opportunity.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.